Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Yesterday, I said that when people know they are dying, they put their affairs in order to make sure their family will be provided for, to bring closure to their life's work. Today we have John's account of Jesus' death and three phrases spoken from the cross that give us a glimpse of the practical side of Jesus setting his affairs in order. He began by making sure that his mother and his disciples will be provided for. Jesus knew that the church needed a mother's love, so he entrusted John, and by extension us, to the care of his mother, who by this, by the way, became our mother, the mother of the church. "There is your son," he said to her. But Mary has needs too, and the fact that Jesus needed to provide also for her, entrusting her to John's care, saying, "There is your mother," proves that those called Jesus' brothers and sisters elsewhere in the Gospels were not his siblings, since they would have been obligated to take care of her, and Jesus would not have had to worry about it. Then, having provided for his mother and his disciples, Jesus turned for a moment to his own suffering, saying, "I am thirsty." They moistened his lips with a sponge soaked in wine, and then he spoke his final words, "It is finished." Closure. His life work is complete. He has poured out his entire life for us, not holding anything back. Soon his work in and through the church will commence. Jesus spoke one further phrase from the cross, found only in Matthew and Mark. And when we first hear it, it sounds pretty shocking. He says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus is quoting the first line of the 22nd Psalm. But it's important to notice that he had the whole psalm in mind. One way to understand this came to me during the 444 days, spanning all of 1980, when 52 Americans were held hostage in Iran. Even though it turned out that no hostage was actually killed, although eight of the attempted rescuers were, it hit me that if the last words of an American hostage had been, "O beautiful for spacious skies," we would know right away that he was not talking about the beautiful skies of Iran. We'd know he's thinking about the song "America the Beautiful" and all that song has to say about America. "God shed his grace on thee, a thoroughfare for freedom, beat across the wilderness. God mend thine every flaw," all of it. Even if he only spoke the opening line, we would all know that he had the entire psalm in mind. Well, the same thing is going on here. My God, why have you forsaken me?" is the opening line of the 22nd Psalm, a psalm which describes both the suffering and the triumph of the Messiah. And Jesus had the entire psalm in mind when he said those words. The first half of the psalm details his suffering. All who see me scoff at me. They mock me with parted lips. They wag their head. A little later, they have pierced my hands and my feet. And a little later after that, they divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. These, the words of this half of the psalm, are being fulfilled in minute detail. And Jesus doesn't want anyone to miss it. And then the second half of the psalm, which proclaims his ultimate triumph. It continues, "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to people yet to be born the justice he has shown." Even though Jesus, who you would have to know by this time on the cross, was very short of breath, even though he spoke only the opening line, my God, why have you forsaken me?" any Jewish believer would know that he had the whole psalm in mind. A psalm that spoke of hope amid suffering and trust in God's ultimate victory. Jesus' last words reveal what he stands for. For forgiveness, forgive them, Father, they do not know what they're doing. And once forgiven, our share in his victory, this day you will be with me in paradise. It speaks to his trust in the Father. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It speaks to his care for his mother and his disciples. This is your mother. This is your son. It speaks to his suffering. I thirst. And to his confidence in ultimate victory. 22nd Psalm. And the fact that his work is now complete. It is finished. Now his work in and through the church is about to begin.